and ice pick vodka.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about Frisco?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now,
Your Honor,
let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host, Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
One pro and a hack tonight, and of course, St. Petersburg's most interesting man, Tom Gribben, across from me, author of Last Florida Boy, and, of course, comedy promoter. I would just say entertainment promoter would be the best way to describe you. Would that be fair?
Yes, both music and comedy and events.
Anytime I bring up somebody's name, I didn't stop you then, but when we were talking about Jack Nicklaus, you said when you talked to him. So you've met Jack Nicklaus previously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's represented by my old law partner down in Miami. Still, they go out and still play golf today.
Really?
Yeah. Both of them are older and, you know, knocking it around. But, yeah, and Jack, they had the 100-year anniversary, the 50-year anniversary. I forgot what it was. At the Cleveland Clinic. You know that famous clinic?
Yes, yes.
And they have one down in Lauderdale. Anyway, they reached out to me because they wanted to get some celebrities to wish them, you know, to do a little tape, a little 15-second tape.
Sure.
You know, and I got Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. He was out in, you know, so during COVID, but they were putting together this video for their 50-year anniversary, and they wanted all these people to call in, and so I got a bunch of people like Tyler. He was out in his house hiding out in Hawaii, and he got on. And Jack came down to his desk and came down to his office and hooked it up and sent a really nice video.
How cool is that?
Yeah. And a bunch of people like Garth Brooks and people like that, you know. But Jack was just really, really, he was one of the first ones to volunteer when I put the word out.
And, of course, John Rager is up there. Nice conversation. And St. Augustine Beach, of course, he's our rock. He's the marketing guy behind our social media as well as a PGA of America teaching professional. He is a chauffeur for the lovely Miss Karen, and she will be down here on Wednesday and Thursday as we're going to be live from Nate from up at the Valspar, and we're going to talk to Kerry McNally in about 10 minutes, and he'll be doing a comedy bit across the street at Snappers that night. He'll give us all the information on that, and Bill Butner's at Wine and Nine. He's going to try to make it. Patty Suzette, each and every week, she continues to, I mean, she did a wonderful job. What did you think of the mural out there, Tom? Incredible. First time you've seen it.
Yeah, very talented, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw her as she was painting it, you know, and watching it come in, but to see it down there now is really cool.
And you wouldn't believe how many people come by now. Of course, there's a lot of tourism here, and are taking pictures with it behind them. So it's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah.
The iconic Ferg's, 31 years down here in downtown St. Pete, and we're live from the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. I needed to put a plug in for Michelob Ultra and our leagues. Leagues, of course, are rocking and rolling. We had our Wednesday night league last night. Just 9 great guys that love what we're doing down here. We've got 2 simulators. And what we're going to do during baseball season, we're going to rent them in increments of 20 minutes. So if you come before a game, you can rent it for 20 minutes, hit some balls, maybe get a couple of holes in between you and your buddies, and then another 20 minutes, and people will move on. Everybody will get an opportunity to play. And came up with that harebrained idea yesterday, John, without telling you. But I think after last year, when it was a novelty, this year we'll get some cash flow going with 82 games coming through here. Two simulators right now. We still have the buy one, get one. And according to people that I know have been trying to get tee times, simulators might be an attractive option right now because you cannot get on these golf courses. It's unbelievable. I talked to 3 guys today, including the growler earlier in the day, that are having a hard time finding tee times. I keep forgetting how you know, these people are coming from the tundra, as I was back in the day, and they're just clamoring to play golf.
Well, you know, Florida's the golf capital of the world. There's you know, more miles of fairways than there are beach in the state of Florida, which is saying something, because we probably have the most beach of any state in the United States for sure, and possibly most countries have in the world. So, you know, this is the golf capital of the world, but at the same time, we have such a plentiful bounty of golf courses that you can play. People do come from other parts of the country, and they come down here, and in their part of the world up there, there's just, you can't get a tee time. I mean, it's dog-eat-dog. You have to get in the lottery for a tee time, where the price of golf has gone way up. So Florida is truly a great bargain where you can go play just about anywhere. Now, of course, you know, there are some pricey places out there. I was just reading about TPC Sawgrass, where I think it's almost just south of $1,000 around to play there now, you know, during the year. Around a golf at the stadium course, yes. So, you know, it's in high demand, but you still can go to your local golf course, especially in St. Pete area. You know, you got Mangrove Bay, and you got St. Pete Country Club, and you've got all these great golf courses that are in the St. Petersburg area. That, you know, it can be demanding sometimes. You know, you do have to make a tee time and plan ahead, but it is. It's one of those anecdotal things when you talk to people that come down to, you know, watch spring training, and you know, they want to go play golf somewhere and they can't because it's just booked. So coming to our golf simulators at Berg's is a great alternative, and plus it's air conditioned and they have great beer. You know, you can get a Michelob Ultra and a food special and, you know, hit a few balls into the screen before you head across the street to the Trop. So all is good here when you come down for spring break, certainly for spring training here in Florida.
Best wings in the Bay, by the way. Hey, let's talk about last week. Of course, the Arnold Palmer Invitational won by Scottie Scheffler. We were, a week ago today, we were up there at Feather Sound. Just a wonderful course. You know, that I woke up at 2:30 in the morning with my television still on. I think it was Saturday night, and that was actually broadcast on the Golf Channel. Did you see any of it?
Oh, I did, yes. I'll tell you what, it's you know, it was a great tournament there, and again, it's a fusion between the LPGA and the Ladies European Tour, and you know, it was an exciting tournament, and I can tell you that the weather was fantastic, but you know, you had lots of galleries out there, and you know, so I think that we were kind of blessed because it's the only tournament in a series that they go to three different continents and five different countries. And so this was the only North American location. So, yes, it was covered on the Golf Channel, who does a pretty good job of covering golf everywhere, except for LIV Golf, obviously. But it's interesting because it's a dichotomy, because the Aramco Team Series is sponsored by the, you know, the PIF, and they have the CEO of Golf Saudi there, and you know, there's no no controversy there. The women embrace the sponsorship and know that it does promote golf worldwide, especially locally, where the Women of Color Golf was an integral part of it, where they actually gave the Middleton Girls High School golf team sets of golf clubs on Sunday, just to try to make sure you're reaching out in the community and you're promoting, you know, people playing golf, especially minority girls.
By the way, in 3 weeks, we're going to have those young ladies over here at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, our radio show on Saturdays from 11 to 1. You can hear that right on our flagship 106.1 FM, AM 1340 here in the Tampa St. Pete area. And, of course, on Florida Sports Streams, our streaming channel on the RadioSt.Pete.com platform. But anyway, so we got done. You stayed down at Crystal Bay, and I know they always put you up in the Babe Ruth room. And then you got up in the morning and you drove over to Orlando to the Arnold Palmer Invitational. You're a road warrior. What was it like on Friday over it? You took some great pictures at the Arnold Palmer. I was jealous.
Well, obviously, Scotty Scheffler just he just blew the way the field. 15 under par, unbelievable performance. His second red sweater, just like most tournaments out there. Augusta has the green jacket. And they used to do a sports jacket for the Arnold Palmer Invitational, but you know, once Mr. Palmer passed away, they decided to do the red sweater. So it is quite an honor to win that. But very tough venue to play golf. I mean, the rough is extremely thick. But I can tell you this one thing has really changed in golf over the years. And I've been covering the Arnold Palmer Invitational since it started in 1979. So great history there of you know, a lot of past winners there that are the, you know, Hall of Fame of golf. And one of the things is, it's really amazing. Like, and I sent you a picture of this not too long ago when we were talking about the Genesis Invitational at Riviera Country Club, and talking about pictures from when Jack Nicklaus was playing in that tournament, and that 18th hole was just a sea of people. Now it's surrounded by hospitality. Well, there are so many hospitality suites that at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, it's interesting. You used to have galleries lining every green. Now you have hospitality suites lining every green. So the game of golf has changed dramatically. I know they have to raise quite a bit of money to be able to play these events, and it was a signature event. And you know, I think Scottie Scheffler walked away with like $4.5 million. And if he finished second, he almost made almost $2 million. So a lot of money there, a lot of world golf ranking points, FedEx Cup points, and things like that. So it was a signature series that did deliver. You had a lot of the, you know, most of the game's top players here on the PGA Tour contending, and I always like to watch it because anytime you go to a tournament, you like to, you know, if you walk around, especially, you know, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, Tuesday, whatever it was, whenever you go there for, you know, for practice rounds or the regular event, and you watch it on television on the weekend, you to realize how difficult that golf course is when you're there in person and you see the undulation of the greens and you see how thick the rough really is. And then you get to see a lot of things happening, too, when you're there in person versus the weekend. The weekend, you're only watching the people that played well, even though they might have a few disasters here and there. But during the week, man, you see a lot of out-of-bounds, shanks, and all kinds of stuff, crazy things that happen. So Arnold Palmer Invitational, wonderful tournament. It was the 20th year that MasterCard sponsored this tournament, and I think they're going to be a long-term sponsor for years to come.
Well, on the tee, Florida, we're going places, guys. When we first put our heads together, Tom Gribben, of course, was key in making certain that we had entertainment and options and laughter and plenty of humor. We were at the Annika covering, and, of course, we were last weekend, and then you went to the Arnold Palmer. We'll be at the Valspar a week from today, and looking forward to that. Brought to you by our good friends at Michelob Ultra. And right across the street, he's our videographer. He's the man with the plan when it comes to our intro, the multi-talented Kerry McNally. And he's kind enough to join us now as a week from today. He'll be doing a little stand-up, and I think he might have somebody with him right now as well, too.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm well. I'm wondering if maybe during your shtick, is Carl Spackler going to come on? You're going to be
The bathroom right now. He's going to come out here in a second. But I just wanted to say hi to you and John. Who else is there, Mike, today?
Tom Gribben, the man who's instrumental in bringing you into this world.
Hey, Kerry.
How are you, sir?
Good. Looking forward to your show next Thursday.
Yeah, I'm working hard on it, getting very nervous about it, but really excited to do it the night of the first round across the street. I'm trying to figure out if I have it in me to go out and watch some golf for a little while and just relax. But
yeah, you do.
I'll probably be cramming up until the last minute. But yeah,
Thursday. Let it fly.
Thursday the 21st. What's that?
So, I said, listen to Coach Gribben. So the venue and the time, give us all that stuff, and then we'll have some fun.
Sure. Thanks, Mike. It's the 21st of March, so it's exactly a week from tonight. It's almost like exactly a week because the show starts at 7:30. So it's 3-2-1, which I loved when the owner called me and asked me if I wanted to headline that day. And I was like, wow, that's a really cool date. And it's the first night of the Valspar, so this could be a lot of fun. And, I've been working on some stuff from the world of golf, just some impressions, some anecdotes, things like that to toss in throughout the show. And it's going to be interactive. I'm going to pull a couple of people out of the crowd for a couple of bits. And,
great.
And we'll just, you know, we'll be chatting with the audience all the time. It's very interactive for me. As you know, Tom, I spent a lot of time emceeing and hosting in New York.
Right.
And oftentimes you got time to kill in between acts, and so you got to be quick on your feet. And hopefully I could still do that at this age.
Oh, I already know you can. And it's funny because you'll be right on after on the Tee Florida at the show. So yeah, we'll be able to roll right from the show across the street right into your gig.
And if Kerry, so I'm going to have a magical couple days because the night before, I'm going to be down at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame Baseball, Bourbon, and Cigars down in Ybor City, which is nearing a sellout at this particular point. If you go to floridasportshof.org, you might be able to snag a ticket or two out there for our listeners. But, you know, we're going to have Wade Boggs and Gary Sheffield, and we're going to have Lou Piniella, and we're going to have a cast of all-star Major League Baseball players, Hall of Famers up on the stage, and you get to ask them any questions. And we'll have the finest bourbon available. We're going to be at J.C. Newman's Cigar Factory enjoying their cigars, and it's just going to be a wonderful evening. So the lovely Miss Karen decided, well, she needs to come on down for that. And I said, okay, we're going to do the Valspar. We're going to paint the town at the Valspar because we're going to go over to the comedy club afterwards and see Carrie McNally. So one of the things is my wife says, whatever you do, she says, whatever you do, dude, Miss Karen does not like to be embarrassed. You will not pull her up on the stage. She'll get up and run out of the house.
You have my word.
All right,
you
she's off limits for the night, but we're looking forward to, you have to have all the VIP sponsors in the front row, but we'll be in the peanut gallery there listening in and having a good time.
Okay.
I'll be in the back row, as they say.
Kerry will find you. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about.
I'm sure. I hope you have some
there isn't a bad seat in there.
I hope you have some good Iowa material, Kerry.
I think you better stick with the golf agenda, given that the Valspar is across. What's the name of the comedy club again?
It's called Snappers Grill and Comedy Club. Snappers Grill and Comedy Club, and the website is just snappersgrill.com. I think a sellout is 90. So if you want to get your tickets, now's the time to do it. Give them a call or go onto that website and buy those tickets. Hopefully, it's going to sell out, given that you guys are coming. And it's the first night of the Valspar.
You've been there?
It's a good room. Yeah, it's a good little comedy room. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a great room. It is nice. I think, Carl Spackle wanted to talk about people if they wanted to. What did you say, Carl? If they want to pregame or the tailgate in the parking lot outside? Okay. Yes, this is a hybrid I have right here that is available for purchase if you're interested. This is a cross of a Kentucky bluegrass, featherbed bench, and Northern California Centennial. The amazing stuff about this Tom Dribman is that you can play 36 holes on it in the afternoon, take it home, get stoned out of the bejesus.
You know, Carl, you sound suspiciously like the growler we had on earlier.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
growler, but you were coherent.
Yeah, the growler and Carl could have a great round of golf together. Right about that, fellas. It might last about a week, but they'd have a lot of fun.
Kerry, it's funny because it was a good comedy part of the show because John Rager was trying to just keep him in the fairway. And, of course, he was always trying to wander out of bounds.
Yeah, aggressively. But it was interesting and great content for our entertainment segment of the show. Hey, you mentioned that, you know, you're a little nervous, you know, you can go back and forth. What do you think you're doing with that wonderful show you're doing every week? I mean, you're a pro, man. That show is superb, and the way that your conversations flow. I love the
natural.
Yeah, you are natural, and that Wilson family. Wow, they're something else, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Tom knows them very well, and they know Tom very well. I think they're arguably one of the most admired and most successful families associated with this area, given, you know, Patrick's success as a movie star, a blockbuster movie star, superstar, Broadway star. And then you've got Mark following in his father's footsteps. I mean, he was arguably the Walter Cronkite of this market for four decades. And
Mark is my favorite by far.
Say again?
I said Mark is my favorite by far. As far as podcasters in this market.
And Paul, whom I just interviewed on the show, which came out really, really well because he's so talented. He and I met through the game of golf. That is no kidding. I did a pilot for the Golf Channel a long time ago called Golfers, and I went to New Zealand and I shot the whole thing myself and I sent it to him because I wanted somebody here in town to read my romantic comedy script. And I sent him that clip from Golf Earth, and he goes, "I want to hit golf balls off cliff. Let's go get a drink." and then we turned around and played golf like the next day at the little par 3 over by Mangrove. And it was shot for shot.
How much money did you take from him?
Nah, we didn't. We weren't gambling. But then we went, like, 2 days later or 3 days later, we went out to Stream Song and played Black and walked. And it got real. And we hung out at the bar for about an hour or two after. And we've been very good friends ever since. It's all about the show business, I guess.
You hung out at the bar and it got dark. And did you say blacked out?
No. But that's a beautiful. If you haven't gotten out to Stream Song, go and do it. It is a really special place. But I won't take any more of your time, guys. Just the Thursday, the 21st of March. It starts at 7:30. They have like a couple of price points. It's like $20 just to see the show, plus whatever you have. And then there's a $47 dinner and a show thing. And then there's like a $69 VIP package where I go home with you at the end of the night and wash your car.
Wow. Oh, I'm in. Yeah. Hey, I thought of you real quickly today when they were interviewing Jack Nicklaus at the Players Championship, and they asked him if he only had, and John, you probably heard this, he said if he only had one round to play left, he would play at Pebble Beach. That's how much he loved Pebble.
Wow.
Yeah, me too. I love it as well. I don't know if it's my favorite. That's arguably in the top five, though, for sure. And, yeah, he thinks that number 8 is the greatest natural golf hole in the world.
Well, and he should.
Well, you know what I would do if I only had one round left? I would play on Berg's golf simulators because you can play any golf course you want.
That's a company man right there.
There you go. There you go.
You can play Pebble, and then you can go to Bethpage Black, and then come back to Pebble, and I'll do it for $30 for you guys.
And have some wings while you're doing
it. I'll do it for $30 bucks for you guys.
Hey, Kerry, break a leg, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tom, and I can't wait to see you guys there, and thanks so much for coming and all the love and support, and have a great show that afternoon, and I'll see you at the club.
He's Kerry McNally, and he's our portion of our entertainment squad. You have assembled Danny Bevins. We got to get Danny Bevins back. Yep. I've been seeing some of his stuff on Facebook. His humor, I know I'm going to love and enjoy. He really didn't get a chance to expose it.
No, when he's back in town, he's out in the cruise ship.
He's
right
on a cruise ship now.
Yeah, when he gets back, we'll get him on the show.
Yeah, we'll just give him free reign.
Yeah.
Hey, if we can make it through the growler, we can get through anything Danny Bevins throws at us. And he's a little FCC aware, more aware.
He can
FCC.
Be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have some fun there. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and then we've got the John Rager Report. We've got Wild Bill Sorrell's, of course, the Yank and Crake Weather Report. And then we'll get you the final leaderboard from day one of the Players' Championship, the 50th over there in Ponte Verde. And looking forward to watching that the next 3 days and getting very little done. We'll be back on the Tee Florida live from Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
The Hippie Shack is St. Pete Beach's newest eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Located at 9655 Blind Pass Road on the Treasure Island Intercoastal. The Hippie Shack is open daily at 11 a.m., providing 60s and 70s vibe with live music every day of the week. Our comfort food and creative menu will take you back to the 60s and 70s with our themed daily great drink specials. The Hippie Shack is the grooviest and coolest new eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint. The far out and peace spreading Hippie Shack at 9655 Blind Pass Road on the water in St. Pete Beach. Don't be a square. We'll see you there.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee, Florida. Brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery, and Shipyard Brewing. And then, of course, all of our leagues, our majors, events we're going to be talking about, the parties we'll be throwing with Michelob Ultra. John's putting together a format for that. And, of course, we're going to launch a Monday night league in 2 weeks now. The guys keep pushing me out. And we'll have a Monday and a Wednesday league down here, taking advantage of the simulators at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Tom Gribben has left the house. So it's a solo mission. Myself and my favorite pro, John Rager, up there in St. Augustine Beach. I think the ladies must have kept Bill Butner from coming to join us. Of course, he took last week off. They weren't too happy with him, John. They missed their toy boy, their boy toy, whatever the hell it is, and Bill Butner. But typically, he's sitting across from us. Patty Suzette had Kerry McNally. Looking forward to you got a busy week, and you just woke me up because I've been in a fog for about 6 weeks. I guess I'm doing a little radio over there at Baseball Bourbon and Cigars. I better get my A game on, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to a great night at Baseball Bourbon Cigars. We're almost sold out. There's only a few tickets left. And if you go to Florida, which is flasportshof.org, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, you just type that keyword in on your Google there, and you'll see the website, and you can actually link to get some tickets. But, you know, we only have space for about 200 people, and we're at about 190 right now. So just a few tickets left. We'll have Gary Sheffield, Wade Boggs, Lou Piniella. We've got a great evening planned. We've got some of the finest bourbon that you can sample across the state of Florida, Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, and we also have the J.C. Newman Cigars, and we're going to actually have the event at the J.C. Newman Cigar Factory, one of the oldest cigar factories in the United States. So with that, we're looking for a great night there, and Mike, we're looking for you to be there, and we're going to get some great interviews and talk to our sponsors and our Major League Baseball players. We got gifts for everybody who walks through the door, so we're looking to forward to a great night. Hey, you know, at this point, it's time for the John Rager Report. It's On the Tee, Florida. Not only will you find a weekly report about golf, travel, and lifestyle, you can listen to it live and archived on RadioStatePeak.com, FloridaSportsStreams.com, YouTube, and on Mic'd Up Social. So follow the John Rager Report on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, and Threads. So if you visit JohnRagerGolf.com, OnTheTeeFloridaGolf.com, you'll see the latest news and updates from the world of golf. And one thing I want to talk about on the report this week is the press conference that Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, gave this week. Each year during the Players' Championship, he gives a State of the Tour address, and he talks about all the things going on. And obviously, it's been a press conference that he hasn't held since August of last year, talking about the merger with PIF, and that deal is not done. He answered just about every question you can answer, but he didn't answer the question about what's going on with the merger of LIV Golf and the PGA Tour. He's keeping everything under wraps, but even the players this week, there's been Colin Morikawa and several other players just don't trust what's going on right now. The players are a little bit leery with their merger with the SSG Group, which is the owners of the Atlanta Falcons and the Boston Red Sox, and that to put $1.5 billion into the PGA Tour Enterprises, which is the new for-profit division of the PGA Tour. But there's been a clue that just came out recently. The PIF is investing in Major League Tennis. Right now you have the men's ATP Tour and the women's WTA Tour, and the PIF made an offer, $1 billion. They're going to consolidate together. They still have the four majors in tennis like you do the four majors in golf, and they're going to have 10 other tournaments, and they want to combine all those with the world's top tennis players. So that may be a clue as far as what's going to happen in this merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. So more news to follow. That's why Roy McIlroy dropped off the PGA Tour policy board, because he got tired of the controversy. He's not going to LIV Golf, and he wants to see the LIV golfers like John Rahm and some of the other players, the European players, be eligible for the Ryder Cup and the four major championships, because he knows without them there, it's kind of diminishing the majors and diminishing the legacy of the world's top players. But that's the John Reger report. So, again, go visit our website, onthetfloridagolf.com. We got a lot of other stuff going on that website right now, especially our golf leagues and our website and our sponsors. Thank you, Michelob Ultra, for jumping in and sponsoring our golf leagues, that you can come down and play at Berg's 19-hole clubhouse. You can come enjoy our golf simulators, have the best swings in Tampa Bay, and play just about any golf course you want in a league setting.
You know, John, I watched that entire press conference, and I pick up the New York Post every day for its sports page, and they had a nice column. Well, not nice. It was very directed at Monahan, and the header is Monahan message misses the fairway, and you know, he presented as if everything is forgiven as far as the players. And then you got Xander Schauffele, got interviewed by the Golf Channel, and he asked about the players' trust of Monahan, and he didn't mince his words. Trust is something that's pretty tender, so words are words. I would say in my book, he's got a long way to go. He could be the guy, but in my book, he's got a long way to go to gain the trust of the membership. And then Patrick.
Well, you know, Mike, you brought up a very good point. And not only is it the trust of the PGA Tour players, because the way the PGA Tour is organized right now, it's very similar to the PGA of America. It's a nonprofit. Okay, so these monies flow in. The PGA of America doesn't have a pension plan like the PGA Tour has. So the PGA of America has to put back into programs for its members and those kind of things. For the PGA Tour, these players benefit if they make so many cuts and they're members of the PGA Tour for so many years. You can participate in a very generous PGA Tour plan. Well, the PGA Tour going off into this for-profit, all the talk has been about money. The one good thing that Jay Monahan brought up and the tour players are bringing up is, let's not forget about the fans out there. It's all about the fans to begin with.
Exactly.
Those are the ones that drive the advertising revenues, that drive the ticket sales, that drive the charity aspect of the PGA Tour. And Jay Monahan did do a good job to say, hey, listen, we haven't forgotten about the fans, and that's what it's all about. But there's that big 900-pound gorilla in the room. What are you going to do with LIV Golf, and how are you going to work together with them? And so you have some PGA Tour players out there that want to penalize the LIV golfers if they want to, you know, come back and play on some sort of merged tour. And you have other golfers out there, they don't care. So, but yeah, the fields are diminished a little bit. Even at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, Scottie Scheffler is the number one golfer in the world, but at the same time, you didn't have John Rahm. You didn't have Dustin Johnson. You didn't have some of the players out there that are playing so well on the LIV Golf Tour that are still playing in the majors, and they might win the Masters, one of those players. So it remained to be seen, but it is, number one, not about money, about all these PGA Tour players, not about the greed factor. It's about the fans and making sure you put a product out there that fans will be interested in growing the game of golf.
Well, the Players' Championship, you know, the PGA, because obviously it's headquarters, I would have you to believe that the Players' Championship has the best field in the game. Well, that's not a fact anymore. I mean, there was not enough transparency in the way that I think that Monahan presented that, even. You know, he wanted to avoid that, but like you said, John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Cam Smith, who won the Players before he made his decision in 2022. You know, that's just a few of the guys that would be in this. Dustin Johnson, they would all be in this Players Championship, and then it would literally be the best field in golf, and it's not any longer. And those are some of the things that are bothering people. And I didn't think he was very transparent at all. Once again, but he kept saying, "Well, you have to negotiate in secrecy." Well, to the secrecy, to the point where you've lost. You know, there's 200 members in the and they're all looking at him and challenging his decision making, and you think he would have reversed roles. He almost sounded the same as he did the last time he sat in front of the media.
Yeah, so it's going to remain to be seen. I think you'll have some developments by the end of the summer. They've got to come together. Otherwise, you're going to see another six or eight players, you know, bolt from the PGA Tour, because the LIV Golf and the PIF, they have the money, they have the ability to do it. and they're willing to spend that money, and they're trying to establish themselves as a worldwide tour. So it remains to be seen. They are two different products, though. When you watch Live Golf, it's different. You know, it's like going to a Ben's member guest or something. You know, there's music playing, and there's party atmosphere, and, you know, they play three rounds of golf.
Do you like watching it on television?
Well, I'll tell you what's different about Live Golf than watching the PGA Tour. Now, the PGA Tour does its best to build the storylines and cover the golf. The Live Golf, you see more golf action on Live Golf. Constant. It's constant golf action. It's a little distracting sometimes for older folks because there's so many graphics flying around and you got these teams and you're trying to figure out what's going on. But I truly think that that team element really brings everybody into picture because, you know, when you go to a PGA Tour event, you watch on television, it's only, you know, you get down to the final day, there's only 8 or 10 players have a chance to win at the most. You know, if you looked at Bay Hill on Sunday, the Arnold Palmer Invitational, Scottie Scheffler, it was over with 3 or 4 holes to go. You know, nobody had a chance to win. But Live Golf, you still have that team element there, and they're all playing hard because they know that there's a payoff on the team. So team golf is something that the PGA Tour hasn't quite captured. They have a Zurich Classic coming up in New Orleans, which is a two-person team, two-man team. But you don't really have a team element of four players out there, and I think the younger generation kind of likes that and likes the storylines from that.
Well, when you look at this leaderboard, you know, and the favorites for the Players' Championship, obviously Scottie Scheffler, then Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele. He sits in seventh right now. Patrick Cantlay, you know, it's and Victor Hovland. I like that kid. I don't think that you can ever. You'll never know if he's pissed off. He's happy. He's just got that constant smile. And when he was asked that, he said, you know, I'm only 26 years old. I pretty much listened to, you know, he didn't say this, but nothing but heavy metal and focus on my golf game. But he did say that I'm just focused on the golf game, and I'm hoping that the parties to be will lead us in the right direction. So there's a lot of players like that that have not allowed themselves to be pulled in emotionally, and they're just keeping their head down and playing, and hopefully there'll be some kind of resolution because it'd be great to see a players' championship actually have.
Here's a dichotomy. The tour is owned and operated by the players. Okay, a player has a stake in the PGA Tour, even though that if they lose their card, then they're no longer a PGA Tour player. But over a period of time, they do have a stake in it, and I think that's what the equity play was with the SSG, where if you were on the tour a certain length of time in different categories and rankings and this and that and the other, you can share in the profits. But I'm a little concerned about, well, what is for-profit making with the PGA Tour enterprises? Yeah, there's a lot of different things out there, whether it's betting, online viewing, and all kinds of different ways that you can do a for-profit on it. But the PGA Tour players have allowed the staff and the commissioner and everything to be able to run the show. And even though they have a PGA Tour policy board, it's very distracting for these players because they're not businessmen, they're golfers. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you have a couple of former tour players like Joe Ogilvy and a few others that are out there you know, serving as part of this new PGA Tour enterprises to try to form that bond between the players and what's going on commercially. But if you're a PGA Tour player, last thing in the world you want to do, especially on the policy board, but you have to, is go sit in long meetings with corporate folks and talking about, you know, strategic plans and, you know, and business deals and contracts and then you're having to answer those questions to the media, and you're in the dark, and that's what some of these players are concerned about. They own the tour, but they're in the dark about how it's run.
If you're on that board, are you compensated financially?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I think that there is some sort of compensation that has
to
be.
Well, there should be.
But at the same time, also, they're still active players. Look at Peter Malinardi and Adam Scott and Webb Simpson. They're on the PGA Tour Policy Board. Now they've gotten exemptions into tournaments this year that they were not otherwise eligible for because they're on the PGA Tour policy board. So a little favoritism then at the same time. But these are the guys that also have to answer all the questions from the tour players, and they don't have all the answers, and they don't really know what's going on, and that's where the lack of trust is happening right now.
Gotcha. Let's go over that leaderboard one more time. Brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, the 50th Players Championship. Xander Schauffele and Rory McIlroy sitting on top. They went out this morning at 7 under. Nick Taylor, 6 under. Matthew Fitzpatrick, 6. Will Clark, 6. Where is he at? Oh, and Scottie Scheffler making a run here, sitting at 5 under. So it promises to be a great 3 more days over there at the Players' Championship, John, regardless of the field. And one of the most noticeable absence of this event, even though, you know, he probably wouldn't be contending, but the impact that Tiger Woods has on any golf tournament is substantial. And I read a story about that, and they called him the invisible force. His absence, you know, cast a shadow over any event that had him planned, or when he pulls out, as he did in the Genesis, when he had to pull out of his own tournament.
Mike and Tom, here's something about Tiger Woods. And
Tom's gone.
Tiger Woods,
you're talking to your buddy Mike now. You're talking
Tom is gone. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, that's what happens when you have VIPs on your radio show. That, you know, they have another appearance and
exactly.
commitment. That, hey, but what I want to tell you about Tiger Woods is the fact that if he was playing, you know, he's a legitimate PGA Tour player. He's one of the greatest golfers of all time, if not the greatest. There's always the debate between him and Jack Nicklaus, who's the greatest. But at this particular point in time, you know, Tiger's just not competitive. He hasn't shown it yet. You know, he played one tournament and had to withdraw and didn't play in the Players' Championship. So now he's not on his one tournament a month schedule that he said he's going to be on. There's a lot of doubts about Tiger's ability to compete. You know, and if you haven't been playing tournament golf and you expect to show up at the Masters and win it, you know, there's a lot of conditioning and a lot of things that have to happen leading into major championships. I'm not sure if he's going to be tournament ready. So now he's in a position of authority, being a chairman of the PGA Tour Policy Board. So with Tiger, I think that what you're going to look at is his influence may not be as strong as you think, because he's not active playing right now. And that might be a consideration to look at. Some of the younger tour players are going to go, yeah, we know that Tiger's reputation will open up any door and do anything, but is Tiger as a statesman of the game and as a leader of the PGA Tour, and especially with corporate America, it remains to be seen if he actually has that much leverage with these players to get them all on board and moving in the same direction.
Hey, one of the things that we'll take care of a little business while we're talking to each other here, and this will be for our audience as well. It is the fifth major. We didn't get it done this time, but from now on, every one of the majors, we need to do a pick the pro with our cast of our entertainment gallery, and then of course you two pros and the hack here. We need to do that, and then get our audience interactive in the future, and we'll get some swag and some tickets to the Rays and tickets to the Rowdies involved. But let's you and I just do it. Who do you see hoisting the trophy on Sunday?
This Sunday?
Yeah.
For the Players' Championship?
Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, golf is like a marathon when you talk about major tournaments. And I know the Players' Championship is not one of the golf's four majors, but it's always been termed as one of the fifth majors of golf. And if you look at the leaderboard right now with McIlroy on top, 7-under, Schauffele at 7-under, Fitzpatrick at 6-under, and Clark at 6-under. You have major championship winners leading the board, but everybody in the top 10 has won a tournament on the PGA Tour. So you start looking at the first day. If weather conditions change on Sunday, it's anybody's game. So you're going to look for consistency. So if I'm looking at consistency here at the Players' Championship, it might be a guy like Wyndham Clark, who won the U.S. Open last year and is somebody that has shown a lot of consistency in his game and his ability to keep the driver under control. Rory is streaky player, and he's 7-under for today, and he could have been 10-under, but you don't know tomorrow. He might go out and shoot 3 over par, so he's been very inconsistent with his game. So I'm gonna look for Wyndham Clark, the reigning U.S. Open champion right now, just won recently on the PGA Tour, and I think that he won the rain-shortened Pebble Beach tournament shooting 60 in the third round, and then it got rained out the last round, so don't know what would happen if it was a 4-round tournament, but I'd love for him to hoist the trophy on Sunday.
I would like to see Roy McIlroy. I've become a Roy fan. I don't know why. When he first came out, I wasn't a big fan of his back in the day when I was doing this up in Iowa. But as he's matured and I've gotten to get a better feel, and then when I talked to Gene Elliott, who lives in this neighborhood, and his folks' neighborhood, says he's just a great cat. I'm pulling for him. I think that Scottie Scheffler will win, but my pick is Will Zalatoris to come from nowhere. and win this thing. And as I say that, I don't see he didn't play very well today. Maybe I'm going way out on a limb because he was rocking and rolling last week at the Arnold Palmer, and you got to keep in mind he has not been what do you have, almost a year off, 14 months off with the back issues.
Yeah, but he is playing well this year. You know, if I pick the second pick, you know, obviously, you know, you pick one. I'm going to pick two. I'm going to pick Matthew Fitzpatrick also, who won the U.S. Open in 2022. Yeah, and one of the fun things about the Players' Championship, he got extended coverage, and since it's here on the East Coast, and I've got it playing while we're doing the radio show, just watched him get a shot into 16 about 3 feet away, and he made eagle. So he shot 66 today. He's only one back. And, you know, an Englishman, he doesn't hit the ball as far, but he's very accurate out there, and so he would have been my second pick.
Yeah, he's got a nice family story as well. He's got the younger brother that's been on his bag, who's also aspiring to be on the tour. Kind of a cool story. Now, number 17, have you played that? Have you played that course?
Oh, absolutely have. Yes, I played it many times. And
how many balls did you put in the old drinkaroo there, pro?
A couple. I was talking to the director of golf one day about it. And I said, how many golf balls end up in that? Hole during the year, just regular golfers out there, you know, and they probably play 50,000 rounds a year on the stadium course. I mean, they play a lot of golf out there. So even though it's just south of $1,000 a round to play out there, you know, for years people would play, and they retrieve like 80,000 golf balls a year out of that pond. You know, they
80,
go in there.
000?
And they, yes, so it's a. It's a big number. You know, it's only 130 yards, and actually it's probably one of the most intimidating holes in the game of golf. You know, the tour pros out there have a hard time on it because 17 and 18 are the two holes that are open. You don't have a lot of trees around them. So, you know, the winds that come in off the coast, they're swirling quite a bit. It's hard to calculate which way the wind's going to blow. The green is hard of a rock. And also, you know, players get out there and they just can misjudge. You know, it's one of those holes that's very intimidating, and so it is probably one of the toughest holes you can play out there, especially if you're contending to win.
Hey, speaking of getting the old announcer's hex again, Mike Tirico had one, was on the tee box, and he said, he hasn't put one in the drink for 28 rounds. Poom. I mean, it's amazing how many times.
Well, I got to watch that. I got to watch that, and also I got to watch him on 18. When he hit his tee shot in the water, then he hit his second shot when he took a drop, and I think he shanked it off into the right rough. He tossed his club right into the middle of the lake right there. So I'm sure there's I'm sure there's a letter from the commissioner, you know, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan will be in his locker in the morning with the appropriate fine.
Well, yeah, and Mike Tirico will take responsibility for getting in his head that way. And I didn't see him finish. sounds comical, but it'd be costly for him. Hey, Mike,
let's talk a little bit. Let's you talk a little bit about your new streaming channel, FloridaSportsStreams.com. Well, you know, that's the way of the world. That's where we're all heading. So why don't you tell our listeners out there a little bit about that and all the variety of programming that we have to offer on that.
Well, Florida Sports Stream is on the RadioSaintPete.com channel. We launched it last year, September, October, as the football season came upon us, and we're continuing to add content. We've got our Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on there on a regular basis on Saturdays. We've got our Monday show down at Sea Dogs, of course, one of our great sponsors, Big Monday, and that's with Alex Reba and Derek. They do a superb job. And then we've got the youngsters, Bump That Media, and that is Gavin Van Dyke and little Joey Geiger, a couple of freshmen in college diving into the world of broadcasting, and they have a lot of fun and break down high school sports. An announcement, where we just partnered with Primetime Preps. We're merging the Primetime Preps and the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, Prep Connection coverage, and we're gonna have a show called the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, Primetime Preps. High school headquarters, and that's powered by Body Armor. That'll be on Wednesdays. Billy McGee, I talked to him today. We are going to launch a pickleball show. He's down in Fort Myers. We'll do the same thing. You're up in St. Augustine Beach, and he'll be down at Fort Myers for the pickleball show. Looking forward to that. Pickleball is going nowhere but up, and we've already lined up Gronk and his brother Gordy. They'll be on our first show, and that'll be about mid-May. And then we've got Burning Rubber Radio for you NASCAR and open wheel fans, and that's Andy DeLay, our good buddy. And then we've got Captain Jeff Vickers and Florida Outdoors. Those are all under our umbrella, and we're looking for anybody that has a podcast. We'll be adding more. We've got a morning show every morning from 6 to 9, and that show airs out of Fort Myers as well. And that's Mueller and Miller in the mornings, and they do a superb job. Those guys. We have for your motorheads, as I call it, no offense. We do have NASCAR racing channel as well, picking it up. So we're looking for more and more content. And you're going to see a lot of great things out of Florida Sports Streams. But one thing we're forgetting, and you're at the helm of this, and that is the Sea Dogs Golf Tournament, May 23rd. And that's at Bardmore, my man, right?
Actually, it's the Sea Dog Scramble for 50 Legs, which buys prosthetics for kids that can't afford them, you know, amputees and things like that. And so it's going to be at the Seminole Lake Country Club. It's going to be on Thursday, May 24th.
Another event, Bardmore. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, and Sea Dogs is sponsoring it. And if you go to SeaDogsBrewery.com, you'll see a portal that will allow you to go ahead and sign up for your team, or you could just go right in the restaurant and sign up for it. But we're appreciative of Charlie Breakiron and his big support for this charity, very worthwhile charity in the Tampa Bay area. And it's going to be a 10:00 shotgun in the morning. So what happens is you play in the scramble. And then you go back to Sea Dogs for the after party. And understand that we'll be broadcasting the On the Tee Florida radio show from there on Thursday, May 24th. And we're looking forward to selling this thing out. And this tournament will sell out soon. So go ahead, if you're listening out there, stop by Sea Dogs. If you go to SeaDogBrewery.com, and you can go ahead and sign up for the event.
Today, with Jay Davis, we put together a deal where we're going to have a golf cart company. We'll have a golf cart on the par three. We'll talk about that for an opportunity to win a golf cart on a hole-in-one. How's that sound, man?
Boy, that sounds fantastic.
Yep, so we got that lined up. Anything else? I'll be seeing you a week from today. In 6 days at Baseball Bourbon and Cigars. And over there, that's the El Lopez Museum. That's a cool venue. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. It's actually going to be a J.C. Newman Cigar Company. They built a park called the Cigar Family Park.
Was it El Lopez? I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a great venue. So if you go to flasportshof.org, you'll see a link to buy tickets. Again, we're almost sold out, so there's only a few tickets left. And we'll have Wade Boggs, Gary Sheffield, Lou Piniella, and a lot of Major League Baseball greats and Hall of Famers. Plus, we've invited some of the local high school coaches that have coached all these men who've gone into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame that were their high school baseball coaches and youth baseball coaches. So that's going to be quite a treat. We're looking forward to you being there, Mike, to broadcast that. And again, you know, we'll have the best bourbon in the state of Florida. We'll have great cigars from J.C. Newman. And we'll have a nice on-stage chat with some of these Major League Baseball Hall of Famers. So we're looking forward to that. Plus, our listeners need to know that next week we'll be at the Valspar Championship doing our broadcast over at the final tournament of the Florida Swing. Looking forward to that. Even though it's not a signature event, you're still going to have some of the world's top players there because they love that golf course. The Innisbrook Copperhead is probably one of the most challenging courses you can play on the PGA Tour. So we're looking forward to a great weekend. Actually, a great weekday, Wednesday night and Thursday, over at the Valspar Championship and the Bourbon Baseball Cigars. Plus, don't forget that Carrie McNally's comedy headlining at Snapper's Grill just right across the street that night.
All right, from the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard for John Rager, Lynn Strickler, Bill Butner, Tom Gribben, Ward Clayton, Carrie McNally, Joe Bedreau, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. And as always,
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.